Well, Teresa, who are we going to look at today?
We're going to look at Prince Andrew.
Ah,
He's a poor
the
Prince
first
Andrew.
thing I
No, wait,
thought
wait,
was
wait, wait,
poor
wait. Six,
guy.
six, three. He's a 6'3" manifesting generator. He's on the left angle cross of industry. He's in the quarter of initiation, sixth color, left fix. He has, all of integration. I mean, he has all four of those channels, so he also, he has the 5720
Man.
as well as the centering. He's got the 59-6, which is conscious, an electromagnetic 4629, an electromagnetic 2838, and the 57's unconscious, the 34's unconscious, the 20's unconscious. The only thing he's aware of is his behavior. But it's a first line, so even that's a
No. I looked, I thought, you poor guy. I mean, just keynoting his channels, struggle, succeeding or failing, busy with himself, struggling, being busy, struggling with himself to succeed or fail. And, and he has six lines in his chart as a 6-3 profile. So, first 30 years, talk about a third line process that was. Along with what, six third lines just in his chart.
And he's just coming off the roof.
Oh,
I mean,
poor
and we're
guy.
really seeing. I mean, he's a great example of somebody that there is enormous pressure on this guy as a sixth line coming off the roof of him, really needing to get with the truth for himself. And we can see, I mean, one of the reasons we're doing him is because he's in the news right now. He's stepped down from his position as basically the envoy to other countries representing Britain and business, just because of all of the scandals that have really kind of caught up with him from the last 10 years.
Oh no, I mean, no, in a way that was a perfect job because, I mean, this left angle cross of industry, they're very busy. And it's not even that they're busy, they're just really busy looking.
Well, yes,
You know?
but with his self-destructive blaze of
Wow, are you
glory,
kidding? Are you kidding? 38
unconscious.
6 misunderstanding,
Oh, yeah.
58 2 perversion,
Version.
an attraction to these. And then what the bad press is that, attending naked pool parties and strippers and.
Right, being involved, that he's got this good friend that's a registered sex offender, and then there's also, his crazy ex-wife that's caught on tape, like trying to sell favors,
Influence.
influence with him. He's connected to the corruption in Kazakhstan. No, I mean, as they say, he's definitely demonstrated very poor judgment.
Oh, I feel for him. I mean, look at this. This is his personality Mercury, 21st gate, first line, second class ticket. So here's the prince, a British royal who feels like he's got a second class
Well,
ticket.
he is, because his brother's going to be king, not him. And it's interesting because this recent article in Vanity Fair talking about his trials and tribulations and saying, that part of the problem was that Queen Elizabeth was very cool with Prince Charles because she was very busy when he was a small baby, and then she sort of made it up with Prince Andrew, and that he's really this kind of spoiled kid, and so that he was kind of let off the hook, I think, for a lot of things. And now I think, especially as a sixth line coming off the roof, it's like his brother's coming into power. His brother's going to be king.
Oh, anyone?
Things aren't looking so good. He's not
Now,
going to have
he has to
cover.
hope his mother lives to be 120 because, I mean, now this 6-3 profile and a 6 color, it's a changing. So there's this innocent quality. So talk about, when you look at, oh, look at all the definitions for the 6 line, the 18-6 being spoiled and,
By his mother, yeah.
and so that. But I think it's why he's been forgiven, really, by her, but also by, I think, people look at him and pat him on the head. Oh, he's just being irresponsible. I mean, he has the fourth gate, third line, irresponsibility, getting by with less effort, being irresponsible. At 47th gate, fourth line, repression, in detriment. the 40, you know, when you talk about his ex-wife, Fergie, and he's not letting go of her, look at that 43rd gate, sixth line in Detriment, which carries over the lesser attributes into the new order. And
she still lives with him. She's still living in the house with him. I mean, you know, I mean, I think the good news, and I think both of them were kind of proud of the fact that they raised their two girls together, even though they divorced after 10 years, and that they have remained friends for all these years. And, you know, that's the other thing that they're saying. A lot of what he's trying to do at this point is that as the monarchy has to streamline because of economic realities, you know, trying to get his two girls really as part of that family, right, that's right. Really
the
going to be
royals.
The working royals, you know. And, you know, and so definitely there is this kind of financial pressure that's on him and his position and having this wife that obviously has a lot of problems, ex-wife with money, you know, and getting into debt and all of this. So, yeah, no, it's been quite obviously a road so far. I think it's going to be really interesting to see what happens now since it's so public in a certain way.
Right. No, I agree with you. With that Channel 59.6, you know, this is an aura buster.
Right.
And this is a person that just gets right in your stuff. I mean, talk about the problems he would have with Charles. Oh. I mean, if we put those charts together and see how many compromises?
There's like 10. And there's no electromagnetics. No, I mean, he doesn't have a great relationship with his brother, which becomes much more problematic, you know, when his brother becomes king.
Right, that's what I meant about, you know. He has to hope his mother lives forever because he has a lot of, I think, electromagnetics with her. You know, and where what the nature of that relationship is, oh, which one is the good relationship and which one is going to be a real problem when your brother becomes king or something, because he's compromised, Charles is compromised in that 43-23, Andrew is.
Andrew is, but you know, it's succeeding where others fail, right? I mean, you know, I think that there's some possibility here, but that, you know, he really has to kind of, I think, right his ship and get with, you know, getting off the roof here and getting engaged in life in a way that's really going to work for him. He's also a single definition. You know, I mean, he really, and so much of it is unconscious, really. I mean, only that 59.6 is what he's conscious of, right? Of what everybody else
it's
is
probably
feeling.
What's going to keep him alive is that, as you said, the caring about his daughters and their position through that. Because, I mean, his natural machismo, 34th gate, third line in Detriment. He's a bully, 34th gate, first. You know, there's a lot not to like about him. And that single definition is there's nobody left in the shop to see what the other parts of you are doing.
He also has, you know, this line of management, you know, the 14-2 in management, the 44-2 in management. You know, I mean, it's real, I think, a real opportunity, like it is for all six lines once they come off the roof, you know, to have really learned their lessons and, you know, to get out of the hypocrisy and just really, you know, live as himself. And so it will be interesting to see if he can really meet this challenge. But he's kind of the poster boy of, you know, what does it mean to be a six-line person and come off the roof and be, you know, so visible? I mean, this is somebody that, you know, everybody's watching his every move.
Oh, yeah, especially once they see the flag of, oh, he's with strippers and pole dancers. Then they're really following him around. And, you know, here he is, the six-gate third line in Detriment, sensitive to controls, you know, rejects allegiance. And you look where Saturn is in his design. And the 38-6, misunderstanding, 58-2, perversion. Like, where are you punished by your life if they're not living correctly, you know? And what are you going to meet? And, you know, seventh gate, sixth line in Detriment, lust for power.
Right, I mean, you know.
28-6, blaze of glory in Detriment,
self-destruction. Self-destruction.
You know, and it's veiled to him. It's where Neptune is.
Right,
you know?
I mean, you know, it's like with that 28-38, with all of this individuality, right? It's like, I think for him, he's got to find a meaningful life here, okay? He, you know, for himself. Right. And I think, you know, obviously being, you know, raised as a prince, as he's been, you know, and with a doting mother, it's probably not been the easiest thing. I mean, he's got this line of, you know, recuperation, the 40, first line, right? Uncomfortable, I mean, in the negative, uncomfortable with being alone for long. Mm. And I think of somebody like this, he probably was hardly ever alone, you know, from the time that he was tiny. And so that here he is at this place in his life where he really needs to probably be alone, spend some time, you know, really sort this out for himself. What is it that he really is here for? He should really get a human design reading, don't you think?
I do. I mean, just really for him to understand, you know, that you look at that personality, some 30th gate, 6th line, but it's desire, and it can be sexual desire, and add that to the perversion, the attraction, the irresponsibility, the other things. It's like he can get in a lot of trouble.
Absolutely, and we've seen that. He's demonstrated that, obviously, and quite visibly to a lot of people. And so, you know, I think this is the real question. It's like, and he's a third line, unconscious. You know, he's been through his third line phase for the sixth line. Has he learned anything?
Well,
right? And that's what I think he really has to demonstrate, is that he's learned something from all of this. He needs to be his own man. He needs to get a grip. So we'll see what he does.
Okay. Call me, Andrew.
Okay.
Okay. Say goodnight, Teresa.
Goodnight, Teresa.